This show is brought to you by ERN. Find us online at ernlive.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Working Mother Radio. I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and we have with us today one of my favorite guests. She's actually one of the first guests I ever interviewed for Working Mother Radio, and she got me addicted to this show because she is just such a wealth of information and knowledge, and I love having her. Thanks so much for joining us, Betty Spence, president of NAFI.
Hi. Good to be with you again, Bettina.
Thanks. It's great to have you. Now, I know you have so much always going on over there at NAFI. You know, in case you're not familiar with the acronym, it's the National Association of Female Executives. And you guys do incredible work. And I, you know, you're part of the whole Working Mother family. But I know that you have some really awesome events coming up. So let's talk about that.
Well, we love March because we get to celebrate. It's not just International Women's Day month. But it's also the time when NAFI honors the top companies for executive women. And we have our big event coming up on March 17th in New York, when the 50 companies will come to be lauded by us and to be awarded. And in addition to that, we also have what we call the NAFI Roundtable, in which one woman from each one of the very top companies comes to sit and talk about issues related to women's advancement. It is one of the very top women from each one of those companies who comes to join the NAFI Roundtable, someone who is in the C-suite, like the chief tax officer or the general counsel or the chief marketing officer or the chief operating officer, the very, very senior level women, or else someone who is running a major division. These are women with responsibility for bringing in revenue to the organization. And we all put our heads together and figure out what the next steps are for women's advancement and come up with some amazing ideas. And this time, Bettina, we are focusing on moving beyond rivalry so that women are advocating for other women.
Oh, wow. That's kind of pulling the lid off of something that a lot of people don't like to talk about.
Indeed, it is. It's something that I like to think that our women aren't experiencing because they're doing as well as they are. But it has surfaced over the last year and a half that these women are experiencing this when they get to the very high levels in the company. So we've decided to tackle it head on. We are going to be having women tell some of their stories. We're going to be talking about what we do in the way of acts of omission and of commission to either not support or to act in some way that is detrimental to another woman's career, so that we come out of it with ideas for, I mean, first of all, recognizing that we're doing it, because a lot of us may not even know that we're doing it,
mm-hmm.
and then having each other's backs, making sure that we are succeeding, because the more women succeed, the better the environment is going to be at our corporations for women to succeed.
Absolutely. And that, you know, benefits our country as a whole, which I think everybody's concerned about these days, is what's going to benefit the country as a whole. So I think that's a fantastic conversation. I think a lot of our listeners would love to be a fly on the wall in that room.
Well, I'm waiting to hear what's going on. I mean, I'm so excited about it. I'm so excited to hear what they're going to say and where we're going to come out on it, because, you know, you just don't know in a situation like this.
You really don't.
This is an environment where the women, many of the women come back year after year for this NAFI roundtable, and there is a lot of trust in the room. So they are willing to as it were, expose their weak points and grow together, and they support each other wonderfully. This is a group that is really becoming a community of women who make commitments themselves for what they're going to do when they go back to the organization to help other women. And they work together to support each other in doing it, to make sure that that they're helping each other move toward this goal. It's a wonderful, wonderful group of women, and I just love it. And we're only able to do it because we bring in women from the very top companies for executive women. So I'd love to tell you a little bit about them, if I might.
I would love to hear about them. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be back with that list right after this. I am Bettina Bush, your host. You're listening to Working Mother Radio. Stay with us.
This show is presented in part by Shell. No other premium gasoline protects better than Shell V-Power. We'll be right back.